בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב', קיץ תשע"ב, 2012, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה' מודיול E. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים. אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. This is Education Hour at Harville Radio. And with us in the studio is Stephen Lawrence, president of the Technicor Company. He's come to tell us about a project his company has started for the benefit of kids in the community. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Could you tell us something about what you're doing?
Our project is meant for high school students who are absent from school because they're sick. Very often, these kids miss so much of the material taught in class that it can take them several weeks to catch up. I never gave this problem much thought until my own daughter, Cindy, was sick for a whole month last winter. She's an excellent student, and she tried to study at home on her own while she was out of school. But it was very difficult. Cindy told me that math was the hardest subject for her to learn without a teacher, and that a lot of her friends have the same problem. That is when I first thought that maybe we at Technicor could do something to help kids who are sick with their math.
So how are you doing that?
Employees from our company have volunteered to help sick students catch up. As soon as the kids feel well enough, we start working with them on the material their friends are learning in class. It's all done through the internet. The student and the volunteer each have the same math problems on the computer screen in front of them, and they communicate by audio and video connection. This is great because there's no traveling involved. In fact, the kid doesn't even need to get out of bed.
How well is the project working?
Well, at the moment, we're only in contact with 3 schools, but the results are very impressive. So far, we've worked with 25 students who were at home or in hospital for up to a month. And I'm proud to say that they all caught up with the rest of the class within a relatively short time. But we couldn't have done it without the cooperation of their teachers. The teachers tell us exactly what material the student needs to work on, and they also help by following the student's progress and letting us know about special problems we need to focus on. So it's really a joint effort. But I must admit, not everyone is happy with the project.
Really? Why?
Well, some people object to the fact that we are not trained teachers. Another objection I've heard is that it's impossible to teach students effectively without actually sitting together with them in the same room, face to face. But nobody can deny that our project allows us to do something special for a particular group of students. We give them personal attention for as long as they need to catch up with their class. And our results speak for themselves.
I imagine kids are glad to have one less thing to worry about when they are sick.
Oh, yes. In fact, the feedback has been so positive that the city gave us permission to do the project in more schools. We've also convinced other companies in the city to become involved, and that will make it possible to offer kids help in additional subjects as well. If all goes as planned, by the end of next year, there will be volunteers working with students throughout the city in almost any subject they need.
I wish you the best of luck. Thank you, Stephen, for coming here today. And to you listeners, thanks for joining us.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את הכמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners, this is Education Hour at Harville Radio. And with us in the studio is Stephen Lawrence, president of the Technicor Company. He's come to tell us about a project his company has started for the benefit of kids in the community. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Could you tell us something about what you're doing?
Our project is meant for high school students who are absent from school because they're sick. Very often, these kids miss so much of the material taught in class that it can take them several weeks to catch up. I never gave this problem much thought until my own daughter, Cindy, was sick for a whole month last winter. She's an excellent student, and she tried to study at home on her own while she was out of school. But it was very difficult. Cindy told me that math was the hardest subject for her to learn without a teacher, and that a lot of her friends have the same problem. That is when I first thought that maybe we at Technicor could do something to help kids who are sick with their math.
So how are you doing that?
Employees from our company have volunteered to help sick students catch up. As soon as the kids feel well enough, we start working with them on the material their friends are learning in class. It's all done through the internet. The student and the volunteer each have the same math problems on the computer screen in front of them, and they communicate by audio and video connection. This is great because there's no traveling involved. In fact, the kid doesn't even need to get out of bed.
How well is the project working?
Well, at the moment, we're only in contact with 3 schools, but the results are very impressive. So far, we've worked with 25 students who were at home or in hospital for up to a month. And I'm proud to say that they all caught up with the rest of the class within a relatively short time. But we couldn't have done it without the cooperation of their teachers. The teachers tell us exactly what material the student needs to work on, and they also help by following the student's progress and letting us know about special problems we need to focus on. So it's really a joint effort. But I must admit, not everyone is happy with the project.
Really? Why?
Well, some people object to the fact that we are not trained teachers. Another objection I've heard is that it's impossible to teach students effectively without actually sitting together with them in the same room, face to face. But nobody can deny that our project allows us to do something special for a particular group of students. We give them personal attention for as long as they need to catch up with their class. And our results speak for themselves.
I imagine kids are glad to have one less thing to worry about when they are sick.
Oh, yes. In fact, the feedback has been so positive that the city gave us permission to do the project in more schools. We've also convinced other companies in the city to become involved, and that will make it possible to offer kids help in additional subjects as well. If all goes as planned, by the end of next year, there will be volunteers working with students throughout the city in almost any subject they need.
I wish you the best of luck. Thank you, Stephen, for coming here today. And to you listeners, thanks for joining us.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.